I want to talk about planning your life. Planning your life. We serve a very planned and ordered God. We serve a very planned and ordered God. And He cannot work with unplanned and disordered children. He cannot work with unplanned and disordered children. His planning is seen in His creation, in everything He did. Before He made the fish, He made water. Before He made the animals, He made the trees. Before He made man, He made the animals and made the gardens and made the things that is going to sustain Him. So you see, plan, clean planning. Praise God. So planning is a principle, is a nature of God. Now, what then is planning? Planning is the design of a step-by-step approach. The step-by-step approach to accomplishing a set goal. Planning is the design of a step-by-step approach to accomplishing a goal. So you have a plan when you have a step-by-step approach to accomplishing a goal. Planning involves, what do I want to do? Why do I want to do it? Who do I want to do it with? When do I want to do it? Where will I do it? These are the questions to ask. Praise the Lord. So if you don't ask these questions concerning the things you are pursuing, you don't have a plan. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And let me say this to us this morning, that praying without planning is playing without knowing. Praying without planning is what? Playing without knowing. You cannot expect God to do what you have not planned. In fact, prayer is to enable you to execute your plans. And also to know which one you are supposed to pray about and which one you are supposed to think about. For many things that you pray about are actually things you can think through. And a man of God said that God gave us the brain so you can give Him rest. Most of the things you hear believers shouting and crying and having night vigils, they are things that if they can sit down and think, they will find a way out. I pray for you today, and I pray for us this morning, that from today you will think. Say, I will think. Second, I will think. In the name of, touch your head, say, I will think. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you don't think, this head you carry will become a big load on you. It will be very heavy on you. We have to learn how to think. Now, you cannot, by fasting and praying, change God's principles. You cannot, by fasting and praying, change the principles of God. Many of the things we have fasted and prayed about, every year we're doing the same thing. But this time around, we're going to do it differently. We're going to sit and say, what and what are we supposed to do? How do we do it? How do we do this? How do we do this? That's planning. I pray for you today. The grace to plan is upon you already. In the name of Jesus Christ. So you cannot beat God's principle by praying and fasting, because planning is God's principles. Let's look at Luke 14, verse 28. Jesus gave a classical teaching on this matter of planning. He said, for which of you intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first? Say, sit down first. Tell someone, sit down first. Sit down first. And the word first on the line. And counted the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it. So you have to sit down and count the cost and check whether you have sufficient to do what? To finish it. Verse 29. Less happily, after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it. All that behold it begin to mock him. So planning, we avert mockery. Praise God. Planning, we avert mockery. Verse 30. They'll be saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Praise God. So the word of God is very clear about this. That if you don't sit down to plan how the thing will be done, it will end in mockery. Hallelujah. Now let's look at the major things Jesus said here. Number one, how many of you intending to build? Number one is intention to build. Intention to build. That's a general picture of what you want to achieve. That's the intention. A general picture in your mind of what you want to achieve. Number two, ingredient of this teaching is sitting down to count, which means to outline, to draw the details, to know what, where, how it will take. There must be a detailed thinking through of what you want to do. Hallelujah. Number three, you check what you have and what you don't have and where you can get what you don't have and when you're going to get it. Anybody can plan. In fact, why you went to school so that you can learn how to write, how to plan your life. And some of the things you call very difficult things, can, if you plan it out, you can now see that they are not as difficult as you think. You can now see the ones, the difficult areas, where to add something, where to put more effort, where to go, and what, because you have a plan. My prayer here today is that no one here can be frustrated again in Jesus' name. So planning. And planning, like we said, will save you from mockery. Jesus said, if you don't plan, they will mock you. They will say, this man started something and did not do anything. He didn't achieve anything. But he has no plan. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. A man said he started a building without a plan. And when he finished, he found one room inside. I didn't know what to do with it. Because there was no building plan. He said, just put block here. After he built it, there's one room at the center. No ventilation, nothing. It was locked down because there was no plan. So planning stops wastage. Planning stops you from wasting resources. Even a miracle that God did or does can be destroyed with lack of planning. Let's look at John chapter 6 verse 10 and see what happened here. And Jesus said, this is when there was no food to feed 5,000 men. Let's call it about 12 to 15,000 people, because if men are 5,000, women will be up more than that, 6,000. Then children are there, and because there was a lad that had fish, which means children are also there. So let's say 15,000 people, there was no food to feed them. And you know how it happened? He prayed, gave thanks to God, and food multiplied. That was a miracle, amazing miracle. Now you can have a miracle in your hand, something that's good and great in your hand, but without a plan, it will turn to a disaster. Look at this now. And Jesus said, make the men to sit down. Now imagine where that crowd of people, have you seen it? Where 1,000 people are? Talk about 10,000 people. And there is no, everybody is hungry. And the men are there with their wives and their children. And there's a little food being shared. What will happen? There will be a commotion. There will be a stampede. There will be a mob. Imagine if it was Jesus sharing the food. Everybody's coming to collect from him. What will happen? They would run over him. Praise God. And the men who are stronger will be trying to get some more food for their children. So he said, let the men do what? Sit down. And another translation said, he said they should sit down in 50s and in 100s and in 50s. So they sat orderly. They sat how? Orderly. So that there will be a proper distribution. There was a plan, even on how to distribute the thing that was got. You will plan your life from today. So the things that you have, you think you don't have it because you don't plan it. So the thing just came out of your hand. Everything finishes. There was no plan. Look at the next verse. And Jesus took the loaves. When he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, not to everybody. He gave to leaders first. To do what? To give to others. So there was a chain of distribution. A chain, 12 lines of distribution. For it to go fast and orderly. And people are doing what? Sitting down. Now look at verse 12. And when they were filled, he said to the disciples, gather up the fragment that remain, that nothing be lost. Now watch this. Planning avoids losses. Imagine if those men, we are all looking for the food, everybody's running up and down. They will crush the rim. It's bread and fish. Am I correct? What is it? Bread and fish. They would have crushed all of it with their legs. But because there was a sitting down and orderly arrangement, even the one that fell on the ground can be picked because there are rocky areas. They just pick it, it's still very good for eating again. Because there was a plan. I pray for you today. You will not waste things again. You will not waste things again. You will not waste things again. Anything you intend to do, sit down and plan. There's a grace to plan. There's a grace to plan. If unbelievers can plan and have a very beautiful business running, and we that have the mind of Christ should plan better. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Lift and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, throughout this year, I will plan. And I'll plan accurately by the Spirit of grace. I'll plan my life. I receive grace today. I receive grace today to plan my life. Say aloud, amen. Amen. Planning of a house or anything at all is on paper. Please learn to write. Your head cannot contain plans. Put it on a paper. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. As some people are spending days in fasting and praying, me sometimes, I spend the same days in planning. I can sit down for hours planning. Because I know that no matter how I pray, without a plan, the thing will fail. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The PwC that just ended, that people say, that was good. Was that PwC wonderful? The plan was on paper as early as October. I sat down and planned. December, I went to the plan and reviewed the plans. Here, this, I thought about it. I imagined it. I sat down hours, not 1 minute, hours to plan it. Because without effective planning, failure is your next brother. It's not possible to survive without a plan. Are you hearing me now? Everything must be planned. Everything. Every detail. Every detail. Every detail. And God is limited to what he will give you without a plan. He doesn't want to kill you. He just watch you. And the way you plan, he said, this guy has no plans. Let me hold back some things from him. He said, oh, this guy is planning something. Let me give him more. The more accurate and detailed and organized your plan is, the more God will send to you. From today, you will live an ordered life. You will live a planned life. You will live an ordered life. You will live a planned life in the name of Jesus Christ. I entered one church one day. I saw children sitting in front. And the adults sitting at the back. And the man of God is preaching. Children are running up and down. And I sat down and said, what is the plan? What is the plan here? He said, the Bible said, bring the children close to me. It's not like that. Bring them close to their own church or somewhere else to God there. There must be a plan. You must ask yourself, what do I want to achieve? How do I want to achieve it? What's the best way to do it? And the way our life is, we are used to status quo. The way it's always done. This is the way it is done everywhere. No. No. If the way it's done is not working, what do? Change the way. Try another way. What if it doesn't work? What if it works? Praise God. Sit down and think. And if you think, the more God will give you grace to think. From today, receive the grace to think. Imagine a man who has intention of buying a car. hey, that's a good thing to buy a car. Also have a plan of how to put fuel in it. Now the fuel is 300 something, 350, 320. Not that they're going to put fuel in it. What if the car spoils? How do you repair it? Put that thing in the plan when you start. Otherwise, leave the car alone and do other things. Ask yourself, what do I need a car for? So that I also be that I have a car. No, if there's no need for a car, leave a car. Let there be a need for it. Praise God. You're a single person, you don't have a family to carry children to anywhere, and the business is not far away from where you are. Even if it's far away, you can enter bus cheaper, and they are buying a car, and their capital is still very small. What are you in a car for? You have no plan. Praise God. But plan will tell you, hey, not car now. But when I have children, have family, I need to go to church. I have to carry them together. Okay, I need a car now. But how will I fuel it? These are the things you factor in. From today, you will run your life by a plan. Imagine a student. Then you want to study in a high institution. You didn't ask yourself, what course do I want to study? Okay, I want to study mechanical engineering. You need to know mathematics. Now, you are not good in mathematics, but you want to study mechanical engineering. What is your plan? Give more time to mathematics. Praise the Lord. I have one of my children that does mathematics very, very well. And other subjects, some other subjects don't do very, very well. When I see him studying, what are you studying? Mathematics. What are you studying? Mathematics. I said, no, stop this mathematics. You're already good in mathematics. Go to other ones you don't know very, very well. He said, that's the one I like. You don't study the one you like. You study the one that will help you get where you're going to. That is what? Planning. The other day I met this. What did you study? Study biology. I said, study biology. Study other things. You're already good in mathematics and physics. Leave that one now. And go to that one you're not very good in. Study Igbo. Praise the Lord. So that is what? Planning. You find where your weak points are and invest more time in those areas and improve yourself because you have thought through the whole thing you're going to do. From today, you will not fail again. Yes. Say, you will not fail again. Yes. Imagine a salaried person, civil servant. You know how much your salary is. You know how much your tithe is. This, that, government partnership, this, that, that. You know all the things you have to do in church. You know how many children you have. You know how much food you eat. You know. And you now buy one big thing at once and cut that into two. And you now go and start borrowing. The thing will just start compounding. You get confused. But if you sit down and plan, and after you finish planning, you now say, this salary is not enough to do this and this, but this is what I can do. That's the moment miracle will come in. Miracle comes in to help you because you are what? You are planned. The miracle of God will come to meet you because you have a plan. Nobody does not have a plan. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Let me give you another example. When we were planning this program ended, I thought it was going to cost about 4 to 5 million naira. We didn't have such money. We didn't have any money like that. But I have a plan. So, because I have a plan, I said, God, this is what we need. This is where it will go. And I said, which one is priority? Which one comes first before which one? Okay, if money comes, let us print our books first. Because that one has to come first. Which one follows? Which one follows? Because you have a plan, you can expect a miracle. From today, may God help you to plan. May the grace to plan come upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. May the grace to plan come upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. People fail, not because they plan to fail, but because they fail to plan. Should I say it again? People fail, not because they plan to fail, but because they do what? They failed to plan. Because if you plan, you are in for success. Let's read Proverbs 24, verse 3 and 4. Proverbs 24, 3 and 4. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. Verse 4. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. I don't know whether I have another translation. Maybe you have Message translation or Amplified. You look at it again. Through skillful and godly wisdom and house built, a life, a home, a family. You hear it now? Through skillful and Godly wisdom is a house, a life, a home, a family built, and by understanding is established on sound and good foundation. Praise God. Verse number 4. And by knowledge shall the chamber be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Through sound thinking, through sound mind. Now, if you are just walking up and down, now you don't know you have something to think about. You don't know you have brain. When you sit down and bring a paper, what do I want to do? To build 2-bedroom flat. How much will it cost? You go and check. You try to check or ask people. It will cost 8 million. Where will I get 8 million? How much is my salary? How much do I get per day or per week? Where will I build it? Where will I get? When those questions are coming, you will be surprised that ideas will pop up in your mind. Pam, pam, pam. You may not have all the answers at the same time, but something is working. It is those thoughts that God answers to. Hallelujah. For the preparation of the mind belongs to you. The answer of the tongue is from God. Those things you are thinking, that's what God will answer to. Not a vain and vague imagination. From today, there's nothing you cannot do in the name of Jesus Christ. One of my sons said to me, just say you will do it. Because I have seen you. Whatever you set your mind to do, you always does it. He didn't know the secret. It's not that I always do everything. I'm not God who does everything. But once I have something to do, I'll plan. And I'll plan to details. I'll plan even the smallest, minutest details of that thing. And God will see my plan. And that's what I pray to God. So God, see my plan. See my plan. Every day I pray, God, see my plan. Someone here, you will show God your plan this year. Not just your prayer points. Not just your prayer points. The plans you have. You show it to God. God will cause it to come to pass. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. I will end with these few words. Let me give you some statements made by wise people concerning planning. Someone said, if you can think enough, what you have now is enough to take you to where you are going. That's a big message. So if you can think enough, what you have now is what? Enough to take you to where you're going. Which means what you have now is enough to start with. And you move to where you are going. Another great person says, plans separate achievers from ordinary dreamers. Plans separate achievers from what? Ordinary dreamers. Another wise man said something like this. He said, an unwritten vision is an uncertain vision. Which means writing it down is crucial. God said to the man of God in Habakkuk, say, write the vision down. The writing of it is crucial. The writing of it, but you don't write. A man of God came to my office one day and said, Pastor, why are you always writing? Every time I come, you are writing. What are you always writing? Oh boy, I'm writing day and night. My notes are like this. What did I brought it and showed my workers? Up to this. I have records. 1996, that's still clean. Open it, still clean. 1996, that is 20, what years now? Almost 24 years, 25 years. Records, still very clean. 27 years. This I wrote down, still clean. Because you cannot become great without writing. Are you hearing me now? Do you have books? Do you have a place to keep your book? Do you have records? Say, I will write. What are we going to write? Just write. Don't worry. Just start writing. Just write. You can start with writing, I will buy a car this year. Start like that. You ask yourself, how? Question mark. That's where the thinking starts. Praise the Lord. So, an unwritten vision is what? An uncertain vision. Another man, great man said, if you take advantage, you will have advantage. That's Pastor Dan that said that one. So take advantage in planning. Take advantage in planning. Budget this year. And run strictly on your budget.
Run strictly on your budget. Don't go for frivolities. Don't enter market and buy what you didn't plan to buy. Don't run on frivolities. Be strict on your budget. Someone said, you are stingy. Tell him, I'm not stingy. Yet I have no budget for that. And somebody told me that, come on, you have to buy. You don't want to buy. I won't buy. It's not in my budget. You are very stingy. Yes, sir. I'm very stingy. It's not in my budget. Extra shoe is not in my budget. So don't show me the shoe. The shoe, say, buy this shoe. I have two already. If you want to give me one, give me more. I won't buy another one. Extra shoe is not in my budget. Hey, but it's just 20,000, 40, you can buy it for you. You are bigger than that. I know. But it's not in my budget. From today, you follow your budget. Are you hearing me now? You follow your budget. Be on your feet. Ask the Lord for grace to plan. Tell him, Lord, I receive grace to plan my life this year. I will not be careless about anything. Not like last year when I was careless with my life, with my money, with my time. I'll plan my time. Open your mouth and pray. I wake up in the day, I have to-do list. I will do this, I'll do this. Whatever is not in that list, I will not do. I have no time. I'll plan my time. I'll plan my money. I'll plan my salary. I'll plan my children. I'll plan my ways. I'll plan my programs. I'll plan my year. I have my 10 years plan. I have my 5-year plan. I'll plan my health. I'll plan what to eat, what not to eat, how to do exercise. I'll plan my life. I will run on plans. I will put down my plan. I will be strict to my budget. I'll be strict to my plan. I'll be strict. Open your mouth and pray. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace to plan my life. I receive grace to run on my plans. I receive grace to run on plans. I'll make achievements this year. I'll make achievements this year. Because I'll plan out everything. I'll plan out everything. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed.